Thank you and good evening, everyone. A happy President's Day to you all. Fortuna police have been investigating a burglary at a gas station in the 800 block of Main Street, and after viewing surveillance video from a neighboring business, they were able to collect information about the suspect. On Saturday morning, Fortuna police officers observed two subjects engaged in suspicious behavior on Jenny Lane, and after attempting to contact the two, both fled on foot with officers in pursuit. Officers caught up to a 17-year-old and recognized him as the suspect from the gas station burglary. The 17-year-old was arrested and booked into juvenile hall. The other suspect, 18-year-old Dusty Moore, who was currently out of jail on his own recognizance after being arrested for possession of a stolen vehicle, was also arrested, although he is not a suspect in the gas station burglary. Moore was booked into county jail on several charges. On Friday afternoon, Arcata police responded to the 900 block of Q Street in the area of Arcata High School, investigating two separate reports of a suspicious male in his vehicle. Arcata police received a report of a white male only described as having a long white beard and a mustache in a gray or bronze van driving slowly past juveniles at both locations. The male subject reportedly stopped and told one of the juveniles to get into his vehicle. The juvenile ignored the subject and reported the incident to his parents. After an extensive search of the area, Arcata police were unable to locate the subject or his vehicle. The suspect's vehicle was possibly a Honda Odyssey, and no license plate was obtained. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department. In the city of Arcata wants motorists to slow down as city contractors repave Foster Avenue from Alliance Road to Western Avenue this week. The work will be done during the day from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and is scheduled to begin on Wednesday until it's complete, weather permitting. Be prepared for detours and workers on the street. And the Sequoia Park Zoo has announced its latest addition to its families of animals, a North American porcupine, who will inhabit an exhibit across from the flamingos. Dorsey the porcupine is a rescue and comes to the zoo from the Humboldt Wildlife Care Center, which nursed her back to health after she was hit by a car, and caretakers expect Dorsey's condition to improve, although she still has noticeable mobility issues. They want you to come down and pay her a visit. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I did with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. If you're driving from the North Coast to the Bay Area in the future, you probably won't have to drive through the town of Willits. Caltrans District 1 Director Charlie Fielder has signed the final environmental permit for the construction of a bypass around Willits on Highway 101. Caltrans officials will appear before the State Transportation Commission in March to request funding for the $200 million construction project. Fielder said that not only will the project alleviate traffic congestion, but it's also play a role in an environmental restoration for the Little Lake Valley. And Congressman Mike Thompson announced that his office has secured more than $600,000 for the Arcata Fire Protection District. The money from the Assistance to Firefighters grant program will be used to update the entire Humboldt County Fire Radio Network. Thompson said the grant is a win for local fire departments and will help improve their ability to respond to emergencies. Arcata Fire Chief John McFarlane echoed Thompson and said that the grant carries an anticipated 20% match, which will raise the total to over $700,000. McFarlane also pointed out the work done in preparing the grant by Captain Kurt Watkins, whose submission secured the funding. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening with KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.